Question. Suggestions. Ask a question. Question. Can DCA be taken while fasting, or is it better to wait until the fasting is done? I'm on a 30-day fast. Marek. Answer. Dear Marek, thank you for your question. DCA can still be absorbed while you are fasting. However, if you take DCA in powder form, dissolve it into a solution, drinking it on an empty stomach may cause heartburn after a while. The stomach that has had no food for longer periods of time can get irritated really easily. To avoid this, you should take sodium dichloroacetate in a capsule form. This way it will be lighter on your stomach. Also, take lower doses when you're on your fasting protocol. Taking 625 to 125 milligrams per kilogram daily should be great. Question. Is DCA successful in treating SCLC, small cell lung cancer? Wayne answer. Dear Wayne, thank you for your email. We have heard reports about people that successfully stopped SCLC, small cell lung cancer progression with the help of DCA. One of them is in remission till this day and is still taking sodium dichloroacetate for prophylaxis. However, as you have probably heard, SCLC is a really aggressive cancer and it needs the best measures to fight this disease. This means that DCA alone could still not be enough. If you haven't received a lot of nerve-damaging chemotherapy and do not suffer from current peripheral neuropathy, you can consider trying DCA alone or alongside other cancer treatments. Just please don't stop your current health checkups by your doctor and follow his advice. A recent study has shown that DCA works well in combination with fenbendazole. There is also a growing community which uses fenbendazole alongside conventional or alternative therapy to treat their cancer. Fenbendazole can sometimes do wonders when treating lung cancer. Give it a try. We advise you to try DCA in combination with fenbendazole for the best result. You can find more information on DCA usage here, DCA information. More information on fenbendazole and its potential therapeutic benefits for oncological diseases can be found here, fenbendazole.org. The rest of the information can be found on Google by using the keywords fenbendazole cancer. Hope this information helps. Question. I have an aunt with breast cancer fourth stage. Can you inform me about the right products, please? Daniel. Answer. Dear Daniel, thank you for your email. We understand that this is a really hard time for you and your family. She should continue getting regular health exams by her oncologist, as well as other doctors that are following her current situation. If your aunt is receiving any kind of therapy, and it is not too heavy on her well-being, please continue doing that. The best results are achieved when you combine traditional and alternative medicine together. To answer your question, there are a number of available options for people with metastatic breast cancer. First of all, if she doesn't have peripheral neuropathy or liver function impairment, she can consider taking DCA, sodium dichloroacetate. You can find all the information you need on this page, dcaguide.org/dca-information. You can also choose where you get your product from all the suppliers that we reviewed, dcaguide.org/suppliers. You will definitely find something that can suit your needs. DCA needs at least 4 to 6 weeks to start working. Secondly, you could also use fenbendazole as a part of your anti-cancer protocol. There have been studies suggesting that DCA becomes even more potent when used in combination with fenbendazole. Fenbendazole acts as a moderate microtubule destabilizing agent and causes cancer cell death by modulating multiple cellular pathways. Fenbendazole also works against breast and a big variety of other cancers by itself. You can find more about fenbendazole on this site, fenbendazole.org. Recently, we've heard reports that this medication can help people with breast cancer, stabilizing the disease or shrinking the breast tumors. Just please make sure that the relative doesn't have any significant liver problems, such as cirrhosis or jaundice, prior to starting fenbendazole. As with DCA, you also need some additional time for fenbendazole to start working. It is usually about 6 to 8 weeks. Last but not least, the third option that is quite similar to fenbendazole is niclosamide. It's a new substance that the complementary cancer treatment community has been following closely. However, it's still relatively young and needs more information on the exact mechanisms on tumors. Nevertheless, please give a look at niclosamide.org and research any available data on its potential against breast cancer. It should be great when used in combinations with other anti-cancer regimens. if she is currently receiving no angiogenesis inhibitors such as bevacizumab, Avastin, your aunt can try ammonium tetrathiomolybdate, TM. It is an anti-COPPR agent that promotes survival in metastatic breast cancer. This molecule can be combined with DCA for better results. It should not be combined with chemotherapy. They had positive results in breast cancer patients in this clinical trial. Influencing the tumor microenvironment, a phase 2 study of copper depletion using tetrathiomolybdate in patients with breast cancer at high risk for recurrence and in preclinical models of lung metastasis. She should take 40 milligrams of TM 3 times per day with meals for about a week. Then later on, she should lower the dose to 30 milligrams of TM 3 times per day with meals. The goal is to achieve serum ceruloplasmin levels of 5 to 15 milligrams per deciliter and keep them that way. Without additional COPPR ions, the cancer has lower chances of growing new blood vessels and expanding further. Hope this gives some sort of guidance for your journey. Question. I live in Alberta. I can't seem to find vitamin B1 or any of the other recommended supplements suggested. Does anyone know where I can get these from in Alberta, Canada? Debbie? Answer. Dear Debbie, thank you for your email. Unfortunately, we cannot recommend any specific brand of the protective supplements. You'll need to decide which kind suits your budget and needs the best. Your best bet would be to use the Canadian Amazon shop to find these products. It's up to you to make the decision on what you like and trust. We believe that there are many quality supplement brands out there. 1. Vitamin B1. Buy benfotiamine if possible. 2. Alpha-lipoic acid. 3. Acetyl L-carnitine. Like mentioned previously, if you have the opportunity, try taking benfotiamine as your primary choice of vitamin B1. It seems to have a stronger neuroprotective effect than thiamine against DCA adverse reactions. You will also need to take 2 times lower doses of vitamin B1. Question. Cancer took the most part of the liver, 75%, but still not completely gone. We are still going to give DCA as this is our last hope, but we are also going to give some vitamins specifically for the liver. Should we give these vitamins or not? On your website, it seems like it is encouraged to give. Is there any recommended dosage for silymarin? I found this supplement below in Turkey. They recommend 1 capsule a day, and it has 80% silymarin, but I couldn't be sure if it is enough in our case. Curtulus. Answer. Dear Curtulus, thank you for reaching us out. Adult dosage in terms of hepatoprotection is 420 milligrams per day of silymarin extract, standardized to 70 to 80% silymarin. I would advise to take 340 milligrams capsules a day. Take 1 with breakfast, 2nd one with lunch, and the last one with dinner. You can also take essential phospholipids, EPL, to help speed up liver recovery from light or heavy damage. The recommended dosage is 900 to 1800 milligrams per day. Take 300 or 600 milligrams capsules daily with your meals. These supplements are extremely safe and have virtually no drug interactions. They are also used in a healthcare setting to aid liver recovery. However, you need to take them at least 2 to 6 months straight for the effect to be evident. You can take silymarin and essential phospholipids separately or together for swift and positive response. It's up for you to decide. Question: Can I order DCA directly from DCA Lab? If so, how do I place an order? William, answer. Hello, William. If you want to order from DCA Lab or other suppliers, please find their website links here. DCALab.com, DCAguide.org/suppliers. You can also find them on Amazon. Hope this is helpful. Question. Hello. I learned about your existence via the DCA company as I forwarded a question to them that they aren't entitled to answer. I hope you might enlighten me on my query. I had half a lung removed since being diagnosed with a lung tumor, DEC 2018. I refused chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and started DCA as part of a natural alternative therapy via food and other healthy disciplines. I have been taking DCA for 3 months now. My weight is 51 kilograms, and I took 1 DCA tablet daily in the morning until a few weeks ago. To lower the side effect of trembling and coordination, I had some. I take benfotiamine, 300 milligrams per day, and alpha-lipoic acid, 3 times 200 milligrams per day. My first scan at the beginning of April was clear. The next one in July showed a lymph node, 24 millimeter in the top part, lung. The doctor thought my cancer wanted to reemerge in the lymph system. I'm not followed by an oncologist, as he dropped my case since I refused chemo and radiotherapy. France is very traditional and even hostile towards my sort of attitude. I have had no new scans since and carry on doubling the dose. One tablet in the morning, one tablet in the evening. 2 weeks on and 1 week off. My monthly blood tests are rather very satisfying and carried out by my general practitioner. I have not taken this supplement together with the DCA as an optional third supplement. I have read that this acetyl L-carnitine could also cause weight loss. I would love to gain weight. Your opinion on this? Thanks for whatever advice you can give and light you can shed on my query. Yours, Josiane. Answer. Dear Mrs. Josiane, thank you for your email. You can surely take the DCA protocol without acetyl L-carnitine, ALC. In our honest opinion, it is the least important neuroprotective supplement in comparison to vitamin B1 and alpha-lipoic acid. Nevertheless, there are some studies proving that acetyl L-carnitine could help avoiding DCA side effects of the nerve system. There is limited evidence that acetyl L-carnitine provides significant weight loss. In fact, there is still no significant evidence that it could cause measurable weight loss. There were no differences in weight loss between women who took ALC and those who didn't. Acetyl L-carnitine is nothing to be afraid of. It is found in animal products and is consumed by people every day. If you are vegetarian, taking a little bit of acetyl L-carnitine could even prove beneficial for you, since you get a reduced amount of it from your diet. However, if you're too uncomfortable consuming it, take smaller doses or avoid using it altogether. The stress and negative feelings that come with it are too big of a price to pay for the benefits. On the other hand, if you feel more relaxed about acetyl L-carnitine, please take it as recommended in our articles or by your doctor. We have been following people that are taking these supplements at least 3 years, and we have never heard that L-carnitine caused any problems. Question. I would like to discuss DCA treatment as soon as possible. My father has recurring non-Hodgkin lymphoma, which is being treated with R-CHOP. After treatment, my dad experienced Clostridioides difficile and is now in the hospital. There are currently other complications, and he has liver cirrhosis. R-CHOP is not the answer. We need to seek alternative solutions. I would like to discuss this with someone. Best Anessa, answer. Hello, Anessa. This is a rather difficult situation. On one hand, sodium dichloroacetate can indeed be used to treat and control your father's lymphoma. On the other hand, taking DCA while one has liver cirrhosis and poor liver function at home is unsafe. This is because sodium dichloroacetate is metabolized in the liver and needs proper liver health to be properly digested. Your best bet would be to take the lowest DCA dose possible, 6.25 milligrams per kilogram daily. By yourself at home, or to take him to a DCA clinic where he could receive DCA intravenously. Intravenous sodium dichloroacetate causes far less side effects and is tolerated better than oral DCA. If you want a consultation with one of the best DCA specialists in the world, try reaching out Dr. Akbar Khan at Medicore Cancer. They can do telemedicine appointments, or you can visit them in Canada. Regarding DCA and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, as you have already noticed, we have a big article on that. DCA and cancer. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cured in 4 months. Case presentation. The main point of the paper is that one can achieve remission and keep cancer free with the help of DCA. This is a real life example. Please read the article carefully. After you're finished reading it, you can read two studies that discuss this case in more details. 1. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma reversal with dichloroacetate. 2. Complete response with DCA in non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after disease progression. Case report. Last but not least, the Clostridium difficile infection could have been caused by the chemotherapy he received, antibiotics, or compromised immune system. If he has Clostridioides difficile, he should be treated in the hospital by his physicians to avoid severe complications. Your doctor will prescribe vancomycin, phytoxamicin, and or metronidazole orally. He should also take as much fluids as possible to avoid shock. A diet that has low fiber and greens is also helpful. He should eat rice, bread, soup, fish, or chicken, etc., till he recovers. Question. I am suffering from prostate cancer stage 2 for 7 years. Started taking DCA 500 milligrams 3 times a day for 6 weeks at the end of the month. I will check my PSA on the 30th of August 2018. In case of a positive result, I want to continue the treatment for another 2 months. My supplier was Pharmacy DCA for quick delivery from UK. I'm thinking of DCA Lab for the next shipment. Can you advise me, please? Best regards, Roger. Answer. Dear Roger, unfortunately, prostate cancer affects a lot of men in the world. Gladly, there is plenty of research discussing the subject. Firstly, you need to monitor your cancer treatment progress. Figure out whether the therapy that you're receiving at the moment and the DCA protocol are working. Please check your PSA levels and find out if it is increasing or decreasing. Repeat your PSA test once every 3 to 6 months. A computed tomography or positron emission tomography, PET imaging scans, as well as intrarectal sonography, could also be helpful in monitoring whether the treatment is working or not. If the tumor marker and the size of the tumors are stable or decreasing, continue what you're doing. If they are increasing, consider changing or adding something new to your regimen. Also, please follow your doctor's advice as a primary guide. He's a healthcare specialist and understands your situation the best. Regarding your question about the suppliers, we believe that DCA Lab is a great brand that offers good customer service as well as delivery times. You can't go wrong by choosing them. Nevertheless, consider reading our detailed review on the most popular sodium dichloroacetate suppliers. dcaguide.org/suppliers/dcalab. Fighting prostate cancer is a daunting task at first. However, you'll quickly develop the habit of taking your personalized routine daily and finding out which options work the best for you. Another great addition to the DCA protocol is fenbendazole. Studies revealed that they both work complementary of each other. We recommend adding fenbendazole to your protocol for even better results. It's a great combination with DCA, especially for prostate cancer. You can find out more information about this repurposed veterinarian drug for cancer at fenbendazole.org. Question. Is your group still in existence? Do you have any information on DCA quality since 2018? Have you discovered who is behind certified DCA, whether it is really a pharmaceutical grade product and whether its purity is as they claim? Elizabeth, answer. Dear Elizabeth, thank you for your email. Yes, our group is still in existence. However, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, we have been less active lately. We are still following the global situation on DCA manufacturing. Unfortunately, a lot of sodium dichloroacetate suppliers have remained completely the same or have taken a step back in terms of the quality of their services. Many popular DCA suppliers have abandoned this molecule due to the recent inactivity of clinical trials with sodium dichloroacetate. This was partly caused by the coronavirus pandemic, since all the attention and funding were redirected towards solving the COVID-19 crisis. Nevertheless, the situation should come back to normal in half a year. We noticed that a lot of previously great DCA sellers have developed problems with their sites, customer service quality, and delivering the products on time. Regarding the claims by certified DCA, firstly, sodium dichloroacetate is not registered as a licensed medicine, therefore a pharmaceutical-grade product of DCA cannot officially exist. Such claims are false. Secondly, the quality of their product has not changed since the last time we reviewed them. Therefore, we didn't feel the need to update their product review. Lately, their site has been down, and it's not possible to order a new batch of their production. We'll try to check them whenever it will be possible. Best regards, DCA Guide. Question. Hello, can I take DCA while getting chemotherapy? I get 140 milligrams of Abraxane per week for breast cancer. Maricel. Answer. Dear Maricel, thank you for your question. Yes, you can try taking Abraxane or paclitaxel with DCA on the following conditions. You currently do not suffer from pre-existing neuropathy, especially the one that was caused by previous chemotherapy. You take a 3-day break from DCA and alpha-lipoic acid before Abraxane or paclitaxel injection. You should resume DCA and alpha-lipoic acid not sooner than 4 days after your last chemotherapy infusion. You should resume your daily vitamin B supplementation as soon as you're released from the healthcare setting. There are studies which prove that sodium dichloroacetate can reverse the mitochondrial damage as well as dysfunction in paclitaxel-treated cancer cells. This reverses Abraxane, paclitaxel drug resistance, and makes the chemotherapy work more efficiently. On top of that, DCA itself causes apoptosis, natural cell death in cancer. Therefore, you receive a combined effect. You can see a comparison made by researchers that observed how well 1, paclitaxel, 2, DCA, and 3, paclitaxel plus DCA work on mice tumors below. In vivo growth of tumors in mice treated with DCA alone or in combination with paclitaxel. You can also find the study on DCA plus paclitaxel in the following link. Dichloroacetate restores drug sensitivity in paclitaxel-resistant cells by inducing citric acid accumulation. Hope you find this information useful. DCA guide. Question. Dear sir or madam, I have a question about DCA. Next week I start with immune therapy because I have lung cancer. Is it safe and can I still use DCA? Best regards, Alfredo. Answer. Dear Alfredo, thank you for your letter. We are getting similar questions often, therefore we will try to explain DCA and immunotherapy in greater detail. In most cases, using sodium dichloroacetate with checkpoint inhibitors such as pembrolizumab, Keytruda, atezolizumab, Tecentriq, and other similar drugs is a great option. It does not look that DCA could be unsafe with any type of immunotherapies. Immunotherapy helps the person's own immune system fight against tumors. This class of medications is especially useful when the cancer develops resistance against conventional chemotherapy treatment. It also allows the immunity to bypass the special proteins that cancer cells develop as camouflage to continue growing and expanding. As the cancer progresses, it continues to develop an acidic environment around it. Lactic acid is considered an important factor in driving cell invasion, angiogenesis, and immune suppression. Unfortunately, this process disables the immune system from fully engaging in tumor eradication. Furthermore, it diminishes the effectiveness of immunotherapy. The mechanism can be seen in the scheme below. It is proven that DCA successfully inhibits aerobic glycolysis in cancer. This decreases the massive amount of lactate secreted by the tumor cells and prevents acidosis. The surrounding extracellular space remains in normal pH, thus the immune system can recognize and destroy tumors more effectively. Considering everything, if you aim to efficiently treat cancer, sodium dichloroacetate and immunotherapy can go hand in hand. These are the key points that you should keep in mind when using DCA alongside immunotherapy. You should be free from peripheral neuropathy caused by previous chemotherapy treatment. If you develop rare neurological complications from immunotherapy such as Guillain-Barré syndrome, encephalitis, or any type of neuropathies, please stop DCA treatment until the side effects resolve. Avoid using DCA, vitamin B1, and alpha-lipoic acid during your stay at the hospital while you're receiving immunotherapy. You can resume DCA and supplements 2 days after you're released from the healthcare setting. If you're receiving cytotoxic chemotherapy, such as platinum-based compounds, cisplatin, carboplatin, oxaliplatin, or taxanes, paclitaxel, docetaxel, avoid using DCA and alpha-lipoic acid 3 days before hospitalization and 7 days after receiving chemotherapy infusions. After that time period, if you haven't developed chemotherapy-induced peripheral neuropathy, you can continue using the DCA protocol as usual. Remember, DCA fights cancer on its own and can be used as monotherapy, but when it is incorporated with immunotherapy, the combination should work even stronger. Hope you find this information useful. Best regards. DCA guide. Question. Good day. My aunt has stage 4 colon cancer with metastasis. She is 5'7" and is weighing 140 pounds. Do you recommend starting DCA treatment? And if so, what dose should she take? Thank you. Isabel, answer. Dear Isabel, thank you for your question. DCA therapy can help in almost every case of cancer, with varying degrees of success. The majority of people experience improvement in their symptoms. Some have their disease stabilized and live without further cancer progression, and some even achieve remission, thus remaining cancer-free. Nevertheless, stage 4 colon cancer means that the tumors have spread in the body. This could make the treatment more difficult. Despite that, a clinical case published by Dr. A. Khan displays that DCA can be great for treating advanced colon cancer even when traditional medical treatments fail. You can read the study here. Long-term stabilization of stage 4 colon cancer using sodium dichloroacetate therapy. In the example of this 57-year-old woman, the stage 4 colon cancer was stabilized with the help of sodium dichloroacetate therapy and did not progress. It also did not cause any serious toxicity in the period of 4 years. The female remained highly functional and could continue running her own business, which proves that DCA treatment can be less debilitating than traditional chemotherapy. We could go on and on about the potential benefits of the sodium dichloroacetate. To answer your question, we would recommend your aunt trying DCA. She can take it as a single treatment or combine it with the traditional chemotherapy, 5-fluorouracil, oxaliplatin, or irinotecan, etc., or immunotherapy, Avastin, bevacizumab. You can take DCA with Avastin without taking any breaks. However, when you're receiving chemotherapy, please make a 2-day break from DCA and alpha-lipoic acid before getting chemotherapy and a 3-day break after receiving chemotherapy. Afterwards, you can resume to taking the DCA protocol as usual. For your aunt, weighing 140 pounds, she should begin with 12.5 milligrams per kilogram a day. Take it for 2 weeks, then do a 1-week break. This would mean that she takes one of the following. 1. 800 milligrams of DCA powder. 2. 333 milligrams capsules with breakfast, and 1. 333 milligrams capsule with dinner. 3. 1. 500 milligrams capsule with breakfast, and 1. 500 milligrams capsule with dinner. If she tolerates DCA without any problems, she can move up to taking 25 milligrams per kilogram a day. Take it for 2 weeks, then take a week off. Repeat the cycles. Take one of the following. 1. 1,600 milligrams of DCA powder. 2. 3 333 milligrams capsules with breakfast, and 2 333 milligrams capsules with dinner. 3. 2 500 milligrams capsules with breakfast, and 1 500 milligrams capsule with dinner. Don't forget to take the advice and supplements we describe here. Don't forget to take vitamin B1 and alpha-lipoic acid with DCA, just like we described. From our experience, we can tell that this is the biggest mistake some people tend to make. Here is an article on that. dckagai.org/methods-and-supplements for preventing-DCA side effects. Question. I am wanting to use DCA with my cats as well, one who is being tested for possible lymphoma. Do you have any recommended dosages for pets, animals, or can I just use the dosage calculator and plug in their weight, 10 to 15 pounds? Thank you so much for your website. It is greatly appreciated. Jason B. Answer. Dear Jason, thank you for your kind words. Unfortunately, we do not have a lot of information on scientific literature which discusses cancer treatment in cats. We would recommend you to not exceed 10 milligrams per kilogram of DCA. Start by giving your pet half of the recommended dose, 5 milligrams per kilogram. If she tolerates the medication without any visible side effects, increase the dose to 10 milligrams per kilogram after 21 days. The schedule should be 14 days on, 7 days off for flushing out the excess DCA. Once done, repeat the cycle. Your best bet would be to order it from Amazon or to check our listed suppliers. DCA at Amazon.com. These DCA suppliers ship to Canada without bigger problems. DCA Lab, Sigma Aldrich, Pharma DCA. Question. My sister has advanced hormone-receptive breast cancer with extensive liver mets. We'd like to try DCA. My only concern is, as her liver isn't in a great way, is it safe to take? My worry is liver failure. Unfortunately, we can't get it via intravenous in the United Kingdom. I'd be grateful for any information. Kind regards, Rena T. Answer. Hello, Rena. Is your sister on tamoxifen? If yes, read this article. Tamoxifen plus DCA can have a synergistic effect. From our narrow knowledge, we haven't encountered anyone who took DCA and experienced liver problems. However, I would approach this treatment option with relative caution and maybe try lower than medium doses due to existing liver damage. There have been no deaths related to DCA usage, and you can find all of the side effects in this article. dcaguide.org/DCA safety and side effects. This is what we've the article mentions regarding DCA and liver function. Mild liver enzyme AGGT elevation without symptoms. A majority of medications can cause mild liver enzyme changes in the blood. DCA can cause minimal liver AST, ALT, GGT elevations, about 50 to 60 units per liter, for 1% of the patients. These little alterations should not cause any worries. A more acute and bigger liver enzyme increase can be caused by antibiotics, Tylenol paracetamol, acetaminophen, certain types of medicinal herbs, and birth control pills. DCA and the liver. In case of liver failure and severe jaundice, don't use high doses of DCA because sodium dichloroacetate is metabolized in the liver. In situations like these, DCA should be administered intravenously and not through the mouth. If the patient experiences AST and ALT or bilirubin elevation by 150% from the upper reference norm, a pause should be made. If I was in your situation, I would check her liver function with liver enzyme blood test. I wouldn't take DCA if AST or ALT were higher than 100 units per liter. Elevated bilirubin can also be a red flag in this situation. All in all, she could use the oral form DCA orally, just in lower quantities, such as 10 to 20 milligrams per kilogram DCA daily. Intravenous DCA injections are difficult to find in the UK and are mostly given in Canada and Germany. We hope we shed some light on your question. Question. Hi, I was just wondering if DCA can help with MS at all? Thanks, Claire. Answer. Hello, Claire. Unfortunately, there have been no significant studies regarding DCA usage for multiple sclerosis. We also can't confirm that DCA mechanism could revert the damage MS does to the nerves. As far as our limited knowledge enables us comment on the subject, your best bet would be to use gladaramer acetate plus B interferon. This is a classical choice. The following years were interesting on many disease therapies, as the biological therapy agents have shed light on many disease treatments. Fingolimod, Gilenya, and dimethyl fumarate seem to be promising new agents that can slow down the progression of multiple sclerosis. Campath, rituximab, and ocrelizumab are promising new approaches towards MS. Consult your doctor on the subject. A neurologist would be your best bet. From our personal experience, we have seen people who have regained their ability to walk and live a better life with the help of specific rehabilitation procedures for MS. Question. My doctor gave me DCA capsules, 333 milligrams, two capsules to take twice a day. I tried to take them, would get sick and throw up immediately. Do you have any idea why this would be happening? Thank you. Sincerely. Troy B. Answer. Hello, Troy. The situation is rather strange. It could be due to the fact that your doctor was prescribing you with impure DCA. DCA can irritate the stomach mucosa. However, we've got the subject covered in our article, dcaguide.org/methods and supplements for preventing DCA side effects. On rare occasions, sodium dichloroacetate administration can result in heartburn or nausea. If this is the case, try taking DCA after you eat a little bit of food and drink some fluids to avoid taking the medication on an empty stomach. If that didn't resolve the problem, you should try taking medications that lower gastric acid secretion, proton pump inhibitors. Any type of PPI is acceptable, provided the fact that they don't have any major differences. Pantoprazole, omeprazole, esomeprazole. Take 1 40 milligrams tablet per day at the same time. Take it at least 30 minutes before your meal and DCA. For convenience purposes, we recommend using pantoprazole because it doesn't seem to have any poor interactions with other medications. However, any other proton pump inhibitors should have the same effect. Let us know if you have any more questions. Question: can we use along with Keytruda pembrolizumab? John D. Answer. Hello, John. Yes, DCA can be safely used with Keytruda pembrolizumab, as no drug-drug interactions are expected. As far as we heard from our own experience, there haven't been any bad interactions between sodium dichloroacetate and biological therapy. Also, based on research and cancer biology facts, it seems that DCA and immunotherapy can go hand in hand. You can find more details in the previous answer that analyses sodium dichloroacetate and immunotherapy in depth. Question. Hello. I would like to purchase from DCA Lab as it is quite a good price compared to others. However, I want to make sure that it is okay for human consumption. I heard some places use toluene or other chemicals to purify, which is of course dangerous to humans, and I just want to make sure that even though they are cheaper, it can be used for humans, and if you guys have experience with this company and others using their products. Thank you, Farzad. Answer. Hello, Farzad. DCA is mostly sold as a lab chemical worldwide because it is currently not registered as a drug or a food supplement. However, this could happen anytime soon. It is considered as an alternative cancer treatment in Canada, for example. You can read more in this document, oicc.ca/dca-healthprofessional.pdf. Regarding your question about DCA Lab, we have never asked them if they use toluene or other harmful chemicals. Nevertheless, we do believe that they have developed a safe technology, which enables them to synthesize great quality material. Their products are used in clinical trials with patients. Therefore, it's safe to assume that they are legitimate. We know dozens of people who are taking their sodium dichloroacetate, and we have never heard that anyone experienced any complaints related to harmful chemicals in their products. Please also check this analysis we have made about the available DCA products to get a better idea on the global situation. dcaguide.org/dca-quality-analysis. In the analysis, look at the anion and gas chromatography tests. They confirm that no toluene has been detected in DCA lab products. Every DCA seller should provide a certificate of analysis, which proves the purity of their product. DCA Lab is one of suppliers that provide CoAs with their production. Sigma Aldrich and Tokris also produce exceptional quality sodium dichloroacetate. Please consider them also. Avoid buying sodium dichloroacetate that could have large quantities of impurities, as these could be toxic if used for a longer period of time. Question: can you take this with high-dose intravenous vitamin C treatments? Daniel. Answer: hello, Daniel. We have followed hundreds of cases where people take DCA to their tumors, and we noticed that a lot of people take vitamin C additionally to their anti-cancer regimen. You should avoid self-medicating with high doses of vitamin C perorally, because it will not enable you to achieve the concentrations needed to have any effect. The only way to do this correctly is to have someone give you vitamin C through intravenous injections. However, please be cautious. There are dangers. The biggest concerning side effect of high-dose vitamin C is oxalate crystal formation in the kidneys. This can happen after frequent vitamin C administration in large quantities. We have found these rare cases in medical journals. One man has been taking huge doses of vitamin C for a couple of years orally for thyroid cancer relapse prevention, and after 2 years, he experienced kidney damage due to oxalate crystal formation as a side product from vitamin C. You should keep this risk in mind and stay alert. Regarding your question about DCA and high-dose intravenous vitamin C, we haven't heard any interactions, and we firmly believe that this shouldn't cause a problem. Both treatments should be well tolerated and have no interactions with one another. Question: hello. So is Decolab.com selling verified high-purity DCA by an independent lab? Is it safe to take? Thanks. Answer: hello, Dan. As far as we know, their DCA is of high quality, over 99% pure. Their product has also been used in a couple of clinical trials with patients. One, a pilot study done by Prof. F. Comhire in Belgium on treating myalgic encephalopathy chronic fatigue syndrome, CFS, with sodium dichloroacetate. Two, a phase 2 clinical trial done by the University of Edinburgh using DCA as a possible treatment for endometriosis-associated pain. Link. There is a quality comparison analysis on our site where we compare the most popular DCA suppliers. You can find a detailed quality analysis of each brand. The method of anionic and gas chromatography was used to get the results. DCAguide.org DCA-quality analysis. We gave the maximum rating to 2 suppliers. DCA Lab. They're an independent laboratory that specializes solely on high-quality synthesis of sodium dichloroacetate. Sigma Aldrich. They're a big company in Germany who manufactures a lot of chemical compounds. Their DCA is also of high quality. However, it is often hard to place an order. DCA Lab is also listed on molbase.com, which states that their product is 99.9% pure. Based on this information, we believe that DCALab.com offers high-purity sodium dichloroacetate that is verified. They also have great customer support. Nevertheless, DCA is safe to take in most of the cases. On the other hand, 95 to 97% pure DCA can have synthesis byproducts such as sodium monochloroacetate, which can be toxic. Therefore, we advise you to choose a verified supplier and to avoid online shops like Alibaba.com for your own safety. Question: hi, we have purchased DCA, and from the first day there was diarrhea. This is the second day, so it's 2 days once a day. Should we consider the dose of capsules 333 milligrams a high dosage? This man has had tumor on his vocal cords, which were removed, as well as a part of his larynx. So now he was advised to follow chemo, which he won't cause. Doctors said his tests revealed that something wasn't right, probably spread after surgery. Should we continue and disregard once-a-day diarrhea? We are taking it low as far as the dosage calculator is concerned. Thank you in advance. Victoria. Answer: hello, Victoria. This is the first time we've heard that someone would develop diarrhea after taking DCA. Diarrhea is not a documented side effect of sodium dichloroacetate. In extremely rare cases, diarrhea could be a result of an allergic reaction. However, symptoms like itchiness, hives, shortness of breath, cough, swollen face should also be present. On top of that, allergic reactions to DCA are extremely rare. Personally, we have never encountered them. We have followed hundreds of cases of people who are taking DCA, yet we have never observed that sodium dichloroacetate would cause loose stools. It is most likely caused by other reasons and should be investigated by his doctor. DCA dose size should not impact the intensity of diarrhea. Therefore, he can take more than just one 333 milligrams capsule. On the other hand, one of the things that some people experience in their digestive system while on DCA is stomach irritation. Sodium dichloroacetate powder is a little bit acidic, however, most manufacturers use buffers in their product to make it neutral. Using capsules or taking DCA with after food also quickly fixes this problem. Maybe it's just bad food, too much coffee, too much spices, stress, or his overall condition. Did the man have any kind of chemotherapy lately? Oncological drugs often cause loose stools. We would advise you to take a short break, about 3 days, from taking DCA and then start again. Observe if the diarrhea returns. He should also take plenty of clear fluids, at least 8 glasses of water or tea. Eating frequently in small amounts of low-fiber food should also help. For example, bananas, rice, noodles, white bread, skinned chicken or turkey, fish. If all of this fails, try taking Imodium, loperamide. Start with 4 milligrams initially and afterwards give him 2 milligrams after each loose bowel movement. Hope this helps. Question: could you kindly specify what blood tests should be done and frequency of testing once the treatment has begun? I have been doing the CEA every 3 months, which is on a continual rise. My doctor knows nothing about DCA, but is willing to work with me if she is aware of what should be checked regularly. Keith. Answer. Dear Keith, thank you for your question. In short, you should monitor your complete blood count, your liver enzyme levels, AST, ALT, GGT, bilirubin, CRP, C-reactive protein, creatinine, urea, electrolyte levels, and CEA. Liver enzymes are important to monitor your liver function. Rarely, but they can get elevated from the DCA and the other natural treatments that you're getting. They can also rise if you take too much paracetamol, acetaminophen, Tylenol, antibiotics, or other drugs that can cause a liver reaction. Cytotoxic chemotherapy can as well cause liver injury and the elevation of liver enzymes as well as bilirubin. Stop taking DCA if you experience abnormal liver enzyme, AST, ALT, GT elevation 2.5 times from the upper limit of normal levels. Take 1, silymarin or milk thistle, 2, essential phospholipids. Take a break till the liver enzymes return to normal levels. Then you can resume DCA. CEA is a tumor marker that is most useful for tracking the dynamics of cancer. The increase of CEA might indicate that the tumor is growing, while the decrease of CEA might indicate that the tumor is decreasing in size. Have a regular check every 3 months to see whether the cancer is responding to therapy. Also check if stabilization is achieved. This is how your papers should look like. Full blood exam, complete blood count. It is a basic blood test that should be done in every hospital or clinic setting. 1. Reduced HGB, hemoglobin. Could mean that you have iron deficiency anemia, other types of anemia, or chronic bleeding. 2. Reduced WBC, white blood cells, and neutrophils are often encountered 1 to 3 weeks after cytotoxic chemotherapy and could indicate suppressed bone marrow function. This could lead to increased susceptibility to infections as well as fever. 3. Low platelet count, below 30, could indicate that you're more prone to bleeding after medical procedures or when you hurt yourself. An example of a complete blood test would be basic metabolic panel. It shows the blood biochemical properties, which are important to monitor the function of the kidneys, liver, and other organs. 1. Glucose shows whether you have diabetes, chronic catabolism. 2. Creatinine tells a lot about your kidney function. Usually, elevation above the normal level indicates decreased kidney function, dehydration. 3. Urea also indicates your kidney function as well as catabolism intensity in the body, as it's a byproduct of protein breakdown. 4. Calcium levels can be elevated if there are endocrine disorders present. It's also frequently elevated when one has cancer. especially lung cancer. 5. Albumin and protein levels are important to monitor if you're suffering from cachexia. In case they're down, please consider adding more protein to your diet or additional protein supplements. 6. Sodium, potassium, and chloride are important because they maintain your blood pressure. They participate in the generation of nerve impulses. Levels below or above the norm can be dangerous in some cases. Potassium significant drops or elevation can cause heart rhythm problems. 7. Alkaline phosphatase can get elevated in case of obstruction in the bile or if metastases are causing bone breakdown. 8. LDH is most often elevated in cases of leukemia. It signalizes that there's blood cell breakdown going on. 9. AST, ALT, and GGT enzymes are important to monitor your liver enzymes. An example of a comprehensive metabolic panel would be tumor markers. These biomarkers are helpful in following the effectiveness of the therapy. Their elevated or reduced levels can help you follow the changes of your cancer. The most accurate tumor markers that correlate with the size of the tumor are 1. Ca-125 for ovarian cancer, 2. PSA for prostate cancer, and 3. CEA for colon cancer. You can repeat them every 3 months to see how well is the cancer responding to treatment. If possible, perform these blood tests at least every 1 or 2 months or before any major procedures to track your situation and discuss further steps with your oncologist. Also, when you're following an anti-cancer regimen, it is helpful to have a computed tomography CT scan or a magnetic resonance imaging scan, MRI scan, at least once in 3 months. Ultrasound diagnostics can also provide information. CT scans are most valuable for tracking the majority of the cancers, such as lung cancer, liver cancer, colon cancer, which is spread, and others. MRI scan is valuable for tracking Fimslexport. These imaging tests should provide information whether the tumor is growing or shrinking. These tests are really helpful to build a complete image about your health as well as the changes in the tumor. Your doctor should be completely aware of these tests and explain you the importance of them in greater detail. Question. Dear sir or madam, my father is stage 4 cancer. He has a mass of 6 centimeters in the stomach, metastases 6 to 7 masses in liver, and some other parts. We were told that it was too late for chemotherapy and /or for operation. So while we are searching for alternatives, we found out DCA and wanted to try as our last chance. He is given very little short time. We already ordered the drug and would like to start using it as soon as possible. But we have one important question. Our father has a problem with his kidneys, as they are half functioning. This is one of the key reasons they would not apply chemotherapy to him, since it can result to kidney failure on top of the cancer and spend his last days going to dialysis. So regarding using DCA, is there any side effect concerning kidneys? Would it result in kidney failure? What dosage should we use as he is at the last stage? Curtulus. Answer. Dear Curtulus, thank you for your question. We can confirm that DCA is safe to use with kidney failure. The main metabolism occurs in the liver, and 99% of the drug metabolites are excreted through feces. We know patients that had severe chronic kidney disease and creatinine levels of 300 to 400 micromole per liter, 3.39 to 4.52 milligrams per deciliter, and have taken DCA without any problems. Regarding the question about renal toxicity, we haven't found scientific evidence that DCA could damage the kidneys. The drug does not alter renal concentrating ability or amino acid excretion. It slightly increases urinary lactate and pyruvate excretion, probably by inhibiting the specific tubular reabsorption of these anions. Of note, in the phase 1b clinical trial for GBM, the researchers have observed no other toxicity from DCA, including abnormalities in cardiac function, renal function, or liver tests. This means that there is no available evidence of sodium dichloroacetate damaging the kidneys. In fact, there is one in vivo research which states that DCA pretreatment could even help protect the renal function from some chemotherapy toxicity when used in together. Dichloroacetate prevents cisplatin-induced nephrotoxicity without compromising cisplatin anti-cancer properties. Important. This doesn't apply if the patient has polycystic kidney disease. One should avoid DCA when suffering from this condition, as DCA could, in theory, aggravate the condition. Regarding the question about dosing in such a situation, your best option would be take 50 milligrams per kilogram intravenous DCA injections. If intravenous DCA is not available, then take sodium dichloroacetate by mouth. Take 12.5 milligrams per kilogram DCA powder for 14 days. Make a 7-day break. If the patient tolerates the medication well without side effects, you can continue slowly, try increasing the dosage to 20 milligrams per kilogram and 25 milligrams per kilogram after a while. Don't forget to take breaks. Administrate DCA on 14 days on, 7 days off schedule, neuroprotective supplements, and don't forget that DCA shouldn't be if severe liver failure is present. Question. Taking DCA 2 week on with 1 week off, I understand. How long term can a person take the DCA? 6 months, years? Kreutzmann. Answer. Dear Mr. Kreutzmann, thank you for your question. There are no official guidelines on how long DCA can be taken. Regarding safety, there have been documented reports of people taking DCA for more than 4 years. DCAguide.org/news/DCA and cancer melanoma, long-time remission and stabilization, case presentation. In some clinical studies, children have taken DCA for even longer periods of time. If someone has stage intravenous cancer which has spread, then DCA and other regimens should be taken as long as possible to keep cancer stabilized or cured. How long can a person take sodium dichloroacetate also heavily depends on how well the patient tolerates the DCA protocol, whether there is any pre-existing liver failure or previous nerve injury. Diabetes can also cause nerve damage. Therefore, pre-existing diabetic neuropathy should be treated as much as possible before continuing the sodium dichloroacetate treatment. Some people take it for years to keep themselves in remission. Our suggestions for longer time periods would be: stop taking DCA if you experience side effects. You can resume once they resolve. Stop taking DCA if you have severe chronic liver failure, acute hepatitis, chemotherapy-associated liver injury. You can resume DCA once the liver is in better function. Stop taking DCA if you experience abnormal liver enzyme AST, ALT, GGT elevation 2.5 times from the upper limit of normal levels. Take 1, silymarin or milk thistle. 2, essential phospholipids. Take a break till the liver enzymes return to normal levels. Take DCA till you treat cancer or you want to maintain remission. Please don't forget to take the neuroprotective supplements such as vitamin B1, alpha-lipoic acid, and if possible, acetyl-L-carnitine. Question. Hi, I was interested in knowing if these studies are still being done in 2018, and if so, how can one become a part of these studies? Danielle. Answer. Hello, Danielle. We are certain that a lot of studies related to DCA are still being continued till this day. However, clinical research that aims to try out DCA on people diagnosed with cancer is performed more rarely. Such studies require a lot of funding to sponsor the hospitals, as well as doctors, in order to participate in them. Since sodium dichloroacetate is a generic drug, and no pharmaceutical company can exclusively make profit from their investment in further research, it's a little bit harder to find new clinical trials that are searching for participants. Nevertheless, there have been numerous clinical trials performed in the past. You can also find dozens of clinical cases that showcase successful DCA therapy on cancer patients. You can find these papers in our page, DCA Research. If you would like to participate in such studies, your best bet would be to contact an oncologist, which is familiar with sodium dichloroacetate. Question. Hi. I wonder if any of the top-rated DCA suppliers listed on your website can directly ship sodium DCA to mainland China. My aunt has been diagnosed with glioma 3 months ago, but her family refuses to use surgery or chemotherapy due to the concern over cost, lack of efficacy, and severe side effects. She tried radiotherapy, but the radiotherapy doesn't work well, so we thought to give DCA a try. Much appreciated if you can help me with my request. Thank you. Dan. Answer. Hello, Dan. Yes, we believe that most of the listed DCA suppliers should be able shipping directly to China. The top two suppliers get orders from all over the world, including India, South Korea, Japan, and so on. You can also try ordering it at Amazon. We're glad that you found this alternative solution because we're aware of the limited choices today for treating gliomas. The most important clinical research on DCA for astrocytomas and glioblastomas discovered that sodium dichloroacetate can be combined with all types of the possible treatments, surgery, radiotherapy, and chemotherapy, in particular with temozolomide. DCA is perfect for treating brain tumors, as it is small enough to cross the blood-brain barrier and is truly safe in comparison with other treatments. Question: have you had proven positive results for AML? Leah. Answer: hello, Leah. Yes, however, these people that had AML also took traditional chemotherapy. Acute myeloid leukemia is an aggressive cancer that needs to be closely monitored by doctors because it can cause anemia, which makes you weak, thrombocytopenia, which makes you prone to bleeding, and most importantly, it causes an impaired immune response, which makes you prone to catching infections. Therefore, we strongly advise every sufferer of acute myeloid leukemia to be monitored by their hematologist. Theoretically, DCA should be beneficial for every type of cancer. In some cases, drugs such as DCA can help you maintain a longer remission. Some medications like fenbendazole can mix pretty well with sodium dichloroacetate in order to maintain a cancer-free time period. Sometimes, DCA can be the missing puzzle in the previous treatments that can finally help someone with AML achieve a lasting remission. The study explains instances like this in more detail. Perturbation of cellular oxidative state induced by dichloroacetate and arsenic trioxide for treatment of acute myeloid leukemia. Patients that cannot receive cytotoxic chemotherapy or have relapsed from remission could indeed benefit from the treatment of DCA. Blood cancers are a difficult subject. However, we hope that our answer sheds more light on your journey. Please don't hesitate to ask us more in case you have more questions. Question: I mixed one 100 grams bottle with 4.25 cups of water. Now I have a 265 pounds male, which is times 9.09 equals 2417 milligrams per day. The SRI I get only has milliliters or teaspoons. How do I know how many milliliters to take each day? Cordy, answer. Hello, Cordy. Please read our article dcaguide.org/DCA dosage and usage long guide carefully. Look at the usage of DCA powder in capsules. You should mix a 100 grams of DCA powder with 980 milliliters of water. Then you get a solution in which 1 milliliters has 100 milligrams of DCA. If your dosage is 2400 milligrams per day, take 24 milliliters of the solution. Here's a detailed video on how to do it. Question: how do I store DCA? We are in Texas. Is it adversely affected by exposure to air, the powder? Thank you. John K. Answer. Hello, John. Thank you for your question. The best conditions in which you can keep your DCA bottle or DCA solution once the container is opened should be away from direct sunlight and at cool temperatures between 4 degrees Celsius, 39 Fahrenheit, and 8 degrees Celsius, 46 Fahrenheit. At home, the best place to store your DCA solution would be the fridge. You can also store DCA powder or capsules in a dark cabinet at room temperature between 20 degrees Celsius, 68 Fahrenheit, and 22 degrees Celsius, 72 Fahrenheit. Any DCA product that you keep should be sealed shut, as the powder and capsules tend to gather moisture over time, which could ruin the product. If your DCA powder or capsule bottle contains a silica gel packet, keep it inside as it will absorb humidity and protect the quality of your DCA. The room air can be bad for your DCA, so we advise you to protect the powder from prolonged exposure to oxygen. If possible, keep the bottle closed when you're not using it. We hope this answers your question. Question about DCA: what is better, caps or powder? Thanks, John. Answer. Hey, John. What you prefer, capsules or powder, is entirely up to you. We will explain the main things you should consider when deciding what to use. Capsules are easier to take. You do not have to make a solution, measure the powder, and mix it with room temperature water to take your DCA. This makes it easier for you to take DCA everywhere you go, in the morning or in the evening. You just need to have a bottle with DCA capsules and some water to help swallowing it down. Capsules usually are in 333 or 500 milligrams doses. This means that you can't accurately take your dose if you're trying to be precise. For example, if you weigh 72 kilograms, 158.7 pounds, and you're trying to consume 25 milligrams per kilogram daily, which would be 1,800 milligrams in total, you will have to take more DCA to fulfill your daily needs. You'll need 6 333 milligrams capsules, 1,998 milligrams, or 4 500 milligrams capsules, 2,000 milligrams, to reach your daily goal. this means you will be forced to take around 200 milligrams DCA more every day. We hope you get the idea. Powder form is cheaper, and you can measure precise doses you wish to consume. You can use any quantity of DCA you like, as long as you have a digital scale and know how to use it. The powder form, on the other hand, requires more time as well as effort to be measured and dissolved in water before taking it. For this goal, you need a digital scale and basic skills how to accurately measure powder.